أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إنا أنزلناه في ليلة القدر. There is the next surah, Surah Al-Qadr, the night of power, the power night in which this Quran Sharif was revealed, Surah Qadr. This is Surah. A brief summary of the Surah is that first Allah Ta'ala explains the great virtues and honor of the Surah, that of this night in which the Quran Sharif was revealed, that is the night of power, Laylatul Qadr. And then that one night is better than 1,000 months of worship. How great Allah Ta'ala has made that occasion when the whole Quran Sharif was revealed. This was from the Lawh-e-Mahfuz, the preserved tablets, protected tablets, and it was revealed in one piece to the Sama'ud-Dunya, the skies above the earth. And then from there, over a period of 23 years, bit by bit, as the occasion arose, the Quran Sharif was then revealed and completed on Nabiyyu Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And that one night, what great virtues abound, and how lot of Allah's rahmat comes down. Those people who are engaged in the ibadat of Allah Ta'ala, they are thrilled and honored by this great, great virtues, and the malaika coming down, and Allah's rahmat coming down in great torrents in that one special night. It is a great night which we should look forward to, prepare for, and take advantage of by making the great ibadat of Allah Ta'ala. The connection between the two surahs is that in the first previous surah, the revelation of the Quran, when the first 5 ayats were revealed to in this world to Nabi Kareem sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and that in other words also declared his nabuwat, and that he is the Nabi and Rasul of Allah Ta'ala, all that also started with the revelation of those ayats. So that was referring to the Nabuwat of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and this refers to the great honor of the Quran Sharif and the great barakat it has got. This great barakat is on that night. But whenever a person is engaged with Quran Sharif, recitation of Quran Sharif, memorization of Quran Sharif, anything to do with Quran Sharif, it is also a source of Allah's great rahmat and barakat coming down. Whenever it is, where it is, any engagement with Quran Sharif is also a source of great barakat. And we can understand that when the whole Quran Sharif was revealed from the Lawh-e-Mahfuz, then on that occasion how much of Allah's rahmat came down. And till today on Laylatul Qadr, Allah out of His great mercy and kindness has kept that mercy keeps on coming down. So we should take real advantage of that times also, of the Quran Sharif also, to be engaged with the Quran, tilawat of the Quran, learning of the Quran, teaching of the Quran, every aspect of Quran Sharif. The hifz also of the Nazara also, which is taught in our makatib, which is also a source of Allah's great rahmat. From there, perhaps we don't fully understand and appreciate, but our makatib are the source of Allah's rahmat coming into our towns and into our places, because we're little children who are masoom, free of sin, and they are learning Quran Sharif, with this great kitab, and any engagement of Quran Sharif brings Allah's rahmat down. And these little children who are masoom, Allah's great rahmat comes down, and it is a source of great protection for us also, and a source of great barakat of Allah Ta'ala also. And of course, we should not only be happy with that, which we have to be, but we should make sure that we are staying away in our lives, in our societies, from all the things which are against the Quran Sharif. It must not happen. One side we are collecting all the barakat, and on the other side we are doing the things to stop Allah's barakat, and in fact to bring Allah's azab. We should be staying away from that also. And if all of us in all our homes, We could be reading Quran Sharif. Quran Sharif becomes alive in our masajid also, in our homes also, and we try and live according to the Quran Sharif and not against the Quran Sharif. We will witness this great barakat which comes down in Laylatul Qadr. Allah will give us a taste of it, some little bit of it all the time also. May Allah let us appreciate this great kitab Allah has given us, and also appreciate whatever is happening in the form of learning and teaching the Quran Sharif, whether it is in the Makatib, whether it is in the Darul Ulooms, where tafsir of Quran Sharif is being taught, whether it is of the Qiraat of the Quran Sharif, where the correct pronunciation and reading of the Quran Sharif is being taught. All this by Allah's Rahmat is taking place. What we have to do further is to make sure that we don't have in our lives, in our towns, in our places, things which are going against the Quran Sharif. So Allah give us tawfiq to protect ourselves from all those wrong and haram things also, and get the full blessings of Allah, and we will see then the great real enjoyment of the revelation of the Quran Sharif.